Well, good afternoon, Michigan. This is Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders from Michigan, sitting in for Paul W. Smith. I'm joined by my co-host, Ryan Goldberg, President and CEO of DFCU Financial. Ryan, great to be here with you.
Jeff, it's my pleasure. I've enjoyed getting to know you before the show and really value the great things that you're doing for business leaders from Michigan.
Well, as a customer, I'm glad to be sitting next to the bank president. You'll give me some insights, I'm sure. We are here today at the Detroit Economic Club inside the Soundboard Theater at Motor City Casino. We're going to be joined by a great group of people as guests today. Specifically today, it's the Michigan Economic Outlook Lunch. This is great. I did this myself a couple years ago as a panelist. We talk about what to expect over the next year, and we'll hear from those panelists in just a little bit. But joining us now is the wonderful Rachel Stewart, CEO of Gardner White Furniture. Rachel's had a pretty busy year. Rachel, thanks for joining.
Glad to be here.
Well, Rachel, you've had a lot of news this year. Besides being the premier sponsor of the parade, making sure that folks get in the door and that hopefully the Lions get a Super Bowl win every year, you've opened up a store downtown right here in Woodward in Detroit. You're expanding throughout the state. Talk about what's happening at Gardner White.
Sure. It was a busy and exciting year. I think we opened, six stores in 6 months. So it kept us busy. We kicked it off with the Detroit store in June. So that was really exciting and sort of kept rolling from there, both throughout the state and with a different format with a mattress store in Brighton. So it's never boring. We'll keep going in 26. I think the most important thing we've done is really solidify and professionalize our team so that we're poised to grow in the future. And I think one of the most exciting things for me has been watching people move to Detroit. You have national talent moving to Detroit, and now you just show them the city, and it's such a selling asset, which is awesome.
Absolutely. I look at that store downtown and the Hudson's building across the street, which we were both in for breakfast this morning.
Right.
You feel the energy, right?
Oh, it's spectacular. And it's amazing just, as more and more is happening down there in particular, GM moving in there today, I see it in our sales figures, right? It's really exciting. The model works.
Rachel, good afternoon. This is Ryan. It's a pleasure
Hey, Ryan.
To be with you. One of the things from a financial services perspective is we're always looking at the health of the consumer. Today's
Sure.
discussion is focused on Michigan's economic outlook. What would you say were your observations around the strength of the holiday season, consumer behaviors, and then the future outlook for retail, specifically your furniture industry?
Sure. Well, our sector is a little different. I mean, we all read about it, but it was really true with the pull forward during COVID. So what I mean is that, we were home forever, and it seems like never left, so demand was really pulled forward, so we saw a lot of growth. And then, post-COVID, as people could finally leave their homes, it was quiet throughout the whole industry. So I think, we're a little sort of off sync with the rest of, I would say, retail and others. Because I think we're finally, we're emerging in what I think will be an up year in 26, which of course we always like to see. I mean, I think we're obviously really closely watching consumer confidence, because I think that's, we're worried about that. And I think I'm also really worried about the K economy and just affordability writ large. It was funny on affordability, I was looking at some of our old ads. And somehow we've managed to keep a sofa advertised at $399 since the 70s. I was looking at old ad with my grandmother. So I know we hear a lot about affordability. I'm not necessarily seeing it from where I sit, but I think our supply chains have evolved to such an extent, that's why.
How closely are you tied to the mortgage market? I would think from a
Sure.
furniture sales perspective, people buying and moving creates a revenue stream, but even folks that are staying in their same homes and remodeling and wanting to, brighten up where they currently live if they're not moving. It's encouraging mortgage rates are under 6 for the first time in a while. But how do you think about that?
So, I mean, certainly you can see it in the data that, when people are either buying homes or moving and building homes, remodeling homes, moving homes, renting new homes, there's usually a six-month lag between a lot of action there and a sales pickup. across the country. So we certainly see it. And, you know, we obviously watch what's happening in rates really closely.
Rachel, you know, that I think that's important and a good maybe pivot to say, you know, how are we doing in Michigan? What's your sense of, you know, how competitive we are? It's great that you're able to, you know, continue to provide value and quality furniture at $399. You know, when you look at what, you know, our economic outlook is, when you look at how we grow in the future, what do you think the state needs to do?
I mean, I think, you know, I've been really active in Business Leaders for Michigan, and that's because I believe in the cause, right? I think there's a few issues that we really need to nail, you know, first and foremost being education throughout the state, and second being economic development. You know, it's concerning that you see states passing us by. But I guess the upside in that is that there's models, proven models that we know work. And we just have to pick the best ones that are going to make the most sense in our state and implement them, but implement them in a way that has some longevity to it, because nothing is easy, right?
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, you look at the Mississippi miracle, what it took 11, 12 years of policy stability, but at the same time, Mississippi went from, what, 49th in fourth grade literacy to 9th. So we know this works. You know, this is where we need to go, but we need to create the environment that's going to make this a reality.
So when we talk to, and I know through Business Leaders from Michigan and in your own conversations, you're talking to a lot of candidates who are running for office and you know, trying to set their platform. You know, what would you tell them right now as, you know, if you got to be laser focused on something, you know, and how to implement it, what needs to happen?
It's everything we talk about. Education, economic development, and really affordability are the important things. But I think the harder part of that is doing it in a way that's cohesive, bipartisan, and that is going to stick beyond 4 years. Easier said than done, but I think, you know, start building those coalitions now. And if you look, there's mostly unanimity generally around those policies, as there should be. You know, these are proven models from both red and blue states doing pretty much the same thing and getting results. So I think, you know, I think I'm excited about the work that Business Leaders for Michigan does, because I think we'll create some of that cohesion now. And then I think it's incumbent on the governor to pull that forward into his or her next term.
So pick a strategy, stick with it, execute on it, you know, continuously, right? Those are the things that states have done over and over again that have been successful. Rachel, you know, any parting thoughts for us on maybe what 2026 is going to bring? Is it a Super Bowl win? Is it something else?
I mean, as the official furniture matches partner of our Detroit Lions, I'm always hoping for a Super Bowl win. but I also think, I mean, I will say the Lions are an amazing partner in so many ways. And when they say they want to be a community partner and be active, that's not lip service. It's really genuine. So, you know, I would love if they could bring us a winning season, but I also am grateful for all they do and just the economic development that we're seeing in the city because we now have a winning team, which I'm excited about.
Well, Rachel Stewart, that's going to have to be the last word from you. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll look forward to that winning Lions season this fall. This is Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders from Michigan, alongside Ryan Goldberg, President and CEO of DFCU Financial, live from the Detroit Economic Club. We'll be right back.